We are just a few days away before the deadline for dairy producers to enroll in USDA's Margin Protection Program, but it's a bit different this year as many producers are looking at other insurance options. Joining us is Dave Natsky, editor of Progressive Dairyman. And Dave, you've been following the Margin Protection Program since its inception, when it replaced the milk income loss contract years ago. What's changed this year, and why are farmers opting out?
Well, Bill, as you said, the enrollment for the 2018 calendar year Margin Protection Program for dairy, that deadline is December 15th for producers who want to buy up insurance or enroll at the catastrophic level. In the past, it's been mandatory for producers who signed up the first year to sign up for the entire five-year life of the Margin Protection Program. But earlier this year, U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue allowed farmers to opt out of the program in 2018, in large part because farmers were unhappy with the way the program was operating, and they did not see any indemnity payments even when margins shrunk to lower levels. Now, the December 15th deadline is for producers who want to buy up higher coverage for their margins. Farmers can sign up to buy insurance from $4 to $8 per hundredweight. And after December 15th, they can only enroll at the $4 per hundredweight margin protection level.
It's going to be interesting to see how many farmers actually sign up, because there are other options out there that are available for producers that might be better for them depending on their situation. Huh?
That's right, Bill. Currently, probably less than 3% of the farmers are enrolled in MPP dairy at levels above the catastrophic level. So it's a pretty small percentage of U.S. farms using the program now. They do have some alternatives. The USDA also offers a livestock gross margin for dairy, or LGM dairy, a margin protection program. According to federal law, however, they cannot participate in both. So if they enrolled in MPP dairy, they cannot participate in LGM dairy unless they opt out. That program is somewhat different in that it's not run through the USDA's Farm Service Agency. It's run through the USDA's Risk Management Agency, and farmers can buy that coverage just like they would purchase crop insurance. The last business Friday of every month, those policies go on sale, and they provide more flexibility in that the farmer can put his own feed costs into the equation, as well as the level of milk price that he wants to protect. And just like any other insurance policy, he can select a deductible policy if he wants to protect a little bit lower milk price and get by with a cheaper premium cost. The other option, of course, always is for larger farmers who can purchase a Chicago Mercantile Exchange futures contract. They can always buy a contract for a particular month to cover their milk and buy an option to select the minimum milk price that they want to cover. And also, that'll set a floor on their milk price. And if they do the same thing on the corn and soybeans, they set a ceiling for their feed costs if they're buying feed. And that way, they would protect the margin by setting a milk price and a feed cost price. There are different cost structures for each of these programs. The Margin Protection Program has two levels for farmers who produce 4 million pounds of milk per year or less, and those that produce over 4 million pounds of milk. And the premium structure is quite beneficial for the smaller producers, so that might be a more attractive program for them as they're trying to cover their income margins for 2018.
So what about those dairy producers that are enrolled in MPP? They want to opt out, and they need to opt out by this Friday?
They don't have to do anything. They don't have to go see their Farm Service Agency office. They don't have to sign any papers. They just automatically opt out as of December 15th. Now, there is a provision where if milk prices get really low, they can late enroll for the program anytime next year before October 1st and just pay the $100 administrative fee, and they would be protected at the $4 per hundredweight level. They could not buy up any additional coverage. But if they do sign up for LGM dairy, then they can't go back to the MPP dairy, even the late enroll.
We're talking with Dave Natsky, editor of Progressive Dairyman. There's some questions out there regarding the dairy markets for 2018, and the theory of black swan events is a metaphor that describes an event that comes as a surprise, has a major effect. So can that be predicted in the dairy industry?
Most economists that I talk to do not anticipate quite the black swan event that would trigger the MPP dairy program. Although margins and prices have both taken a hit in the last 3 months, when we were forecasting prices in September, they've dropped probably $1, $1.50 for 2018 expectations for the average price all year. So they have come down. We've got issues in Europe with all the milk powder that they have stockpiled from their intervention stocks. We have continuing increased milk production here in the U.S. and plenty of cheese and butter and milk powder in storage here. And so to say that there's absolutely no chance of a black swan event is probably not correct. But most forecasters right now are expecting a margin level under the margin protection program of about $8 for 2018, maybe a little higher than that, with the low point probably being February through June at $7.50, between $7.50 and $8 per hundredweight.
Maybe it's not going to be the, you know, total worst-case scenario, but as always, dairy producers need a safety net. And whether you choose MPP or LGM or the Farm Bureau program or whatever, there's going to be limitations there's going to be opportunities on both sides of things.
Right. It's important to talk to your milk marketing folks in your co-ops, in your case of LGM dairy, your crop insurance folks, to see what it looks like out there and see what it's like for your individual situation. You know, we report USDA average prices, but as farmers are aware of lately, and I was just at another meeting yesterday, the basis, the difference between the Class 3 price and what they actually get in their mailbox has been shrinking a lot because premiums are going away. Cooperatives and other processors are starting to charge more for hauling milk. So that little margin that was automatically built in above the announced price is disappearing all over the country. So their incomes are down lower than what USDA forecasts.
So enrolling above the catastrophic level for the margin protection program, the deadline for that is tomorrow. I mentioned the Farm Bureau earlier. How are they doing on their risk management option?
The last time I talked to somebody at Farm Bureau, they have presented their information to the risk management agency, and it's being considered for implementation in 2018. The best case scenario that I'm hearing is it may be implemented in late summer, and that would take a month or a couple months for insurance agents to get all the paperwork going in the system and process. So it might be early next fall before the Farm Bureau Dairy Revenue Protection Program could possibly kick in. And then we'll also be talking about the 2018 Farm Bill by then, and there's been a number of proposals to improve MPP dairy in the next Farm Bill, but of course those won't be implemented until 2019.
Well, we have a lot to talk about in the coming year.
Plenty to talk about, that's for sure.
Dave Naske is editor of Progressive Dairyman. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.